For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. The first reported death in Buckingham County from COVID-19 is at a correctional center there. Governor Northam says Virginia will gradually begin lifting stay-at-home orders and other restrictions this Friday. Meanwhile, leaders in Northern Virginia say that region is not ready yet. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, May 11th. Over the weekend, the total number of COVID-19 cases in Virginia rose by nearly 10% from a little more than 22,000 to just over 24,000. The Virginia Department of Health says 839 people in the Commonwealth have died from the disease. That includes an inmate now at the Buckingham Correctional Center who has died from COVID-19, according to the Virginia Department of Corrections. It is the first coronavirus-related death reported in Buckingham County. BCC is one of several state-run facilities where an outbreak has occurred. VDOC's website reports a total of 70 inmates currently housed there with the virus and four others hospitalized. Five staff members have also tested positive. The nearby Dillwyn Correctional Center is listed as having 201 inmates testing positive. Health directors in Northern Virginia say that region is not yet ready to begin lifting stay-at-home orders and other restrictions that the rest of the state is preparing to relax. In a memo released on Sunday, the health directors say the region is not meeting important benchmarks to reduce COVID-19 hospitalizations and employing contact tracers who could chart the progress of the coronavirus in the community. They say the data are unclear on other key metrics, including the rate of positive tests for the virus. The region's political leaders wrote a letter to Governor Ralph Northam on Sunday asking him to allow Northern Virginia to move at a slower pace in easing restrictions. Last week, Northam announced plans for limited relaxing of restrictions beginning this Friday. He said the change will not be like flipping a light switch on, but rather gradually turning a dimmer switch up, and many restrictions will remain in place for at least several more weeks. Under the new rules, non-essential retail businesses and places of worship can operate at 50% of their building's occupancy rate. That's up from a limit of 10 people under the current rules. Restaurants and bars will only be allowed to serve customers in outdoor spaces, and employees at retail businesses and restaurants will have to wear masks. Virginia's Department of Social Services, or VDSS, is rolling out one-time pandemic EBT cards to help some families cover the cost of meals while schools are closed. Qualifying households must have children who have lost access to free or reduced meals or who are enrolled in schools that provide free meals to all students. Families, including those who receive SNAP benefits, can apply through VDSS. If they are eligible, applicants will either get a PEBT card in the mail or have their existing SNAP accounts credited with the balance. For information on how to apply, visit PEBTVA.com. Well, finally today, we conclude our series from Virginia Public Radio answering listener questions about COVID-19.
This is the COVID-19 Minute. Expert answers to your questions. Lynn wonders how long people who carry the virus but show no symptoms might be contagious. We don't know yet, according to Dr. William Petrie, an expert on infectious disease at UVA. He says it's common for people to carry other viruses and show no symptoms, perhaps because their genetic makeup is more effective at fighting the disease.
There's more than 20 million genetic differences between any two individuals. And some of those differences are going to control things like our response to an infection.
And how many carriers are out there? Petrie says we haven't tested enough to know. Pamela wonders why it takes so long to develop a vaccine. UVA's Dr. Bill Petrie says it's because in testing, we'll be infecting healthy people. So we have to be extra careful, making sure a vaccine is effective and will do no harm.
It's very different than from someone who is dying from cancer, for example, where we would have like a lower safety threshold with the hope that something we can do can save a life.
In one of our first COVID minutes, we talked about how to exercise safely outside, suggesting people keep at least 6 feet between themselves and other joggers. Since then, Dutch and Belgian scientists have issued a warning that if you're moving behind someone, more distance may be needed. 15 feet if you're walking briskly, 30 feet for runners, and 60 for those on a bike. If, on the other hand, you're exercising side by side with a friend, 6 feet is still considered sufficient. I'm Sandy Houseman with the last of the COVID-19 minutes. Stay tuned to our newscasts for additional updates.
And we will, of course, continue to follow the latest news on COVID-19 on WMRA during our newscasts with deeper feature reports and, of course, right here on the WMRA Daily. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. Stay safely connected and enjoy your Monday.